Do you believe in love at first sight?
Do you believe in true love?
Do you think that people can change when they love someone?
How much are you willing to sacrifice for love?
Do you think it's important to have personal space in a relationship?
And these are just but a few questions that we hopeless romantics crave for. And if you'd like to hear the answers to these questions, then you'd better stay tuned until the end of this podcast.
Roses are red, violets are blue. There's not a man alive that can tell me what to do.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Extra ice, imperfect way to say I love you.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Iniwan ka na niya, aasa pa ba you?
And welcome to the Saturday Night Cap with beautiful Belle,
Mega Merc,
and the romantic Miles. And today's episode is Quarren Flings and Things. And before we jump into the episode, I just want to say, how are you guys? It's been a week. So Belle, how's life going?
How's life going? Well, dealing with my personal issues and anxieties, I'm doing perfectly fine.
Aww. Mm-hmm. Hope you're doing good, Belle.
Thank
yeah.
you, Mom. Mm-hmm. And how about you guys, though?
Well, for me, it has been quite a hell of a week, but I guess not just for me. Siguro kayo din.
Yes, actually.
I agree.
Life has been hell for the past 7 days. Yes.
Maybe you can tell us more, Jean.
Yeah, you can tell us more, Jean.
Of course. It has been a very stressful week at work. It has been very dry, and we have been trying to make it a bit more, for a lack of better wording, more wet. Luckily, midweek we were able to push through with some breakthroughs with work, so that's amazing. And well, the end of the week was quite the celebration. Literally, yeah. Because it was my birthday.
Yay!
Boy in the house.
Happy belated.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. It's like the literal celebration at the end of the week. I was very tired. Had no sleep for almost 2 days. And yeah, it was an amazing way to top off a week off. A very stressful weekend.
How did you celebrate your birthday, though, Miles?
So, family went. Our family, those that can go, went to our house, and brought food, potluck. So we had like 4 pizzas, 2 cakes, 2 kilos of spaghetti, chicken. There's a lot of food.
Yeah.
But go. Let's go back to the topic, though. So it's Quarren Flings and Things. It's very, very wide topic to start with. And I know that we've already talked about maybe segregating it into 2 episodes, right?
Yes.
Like for the moving on and the breakups and shit, for those kind of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
right. I guess
all right.
It boils down to what we're about to talk about and how long it's going to last as well, I guess.
Exactly. So... well, where do we start?
How do we start?
Yeah, let me just say something about our introduction. So it's very, don't you think it's kind of serious, you know, asking those kinds of questions?
Yeah, for sure, hands down. Because at the end of the day, if we're talking about love, and how we're coping with it during this quarantine, I guess we can actually share our experiences, especially with Mark, who's currently living in with his fiance, me having my boyfriend away from me for 15 minutes is kind of hard, but it's bearable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for him, because a bit clingy, but I don't mind that at all. And I guess Jun can also share his experiences in a later time as well.
Yes, because I'm single, I have not much experience in this very gruesome time.
Wait, didn't you mention that you were in a relationship from last week? What happened?
Yes, I was in a relationship for 2 weeks. That's it. 2 weeks. Two freaking weeks. Why have anything to tell in that 2 week time?
I wonder what happened, right, Mar?
Yeah. I wonder what went wrong.
I'll elaborate more maybe later on. Or do you want it to be done now?
Yeah, maybe we can talk about it later.
Yeah, you can talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay, later on it is then. So, okay. Well, Belle, since you and Mark are in a relationship, these quarantines, before quarantine started, so do you guys believe in true love?
True love.
I do believe in it. I do. I can say I can.
Okay, so why do you? I mean, do you think you've met your true love? And do you think Ryan or your boyfriend right now is your true love?
Yes.
Easy as it's.
I do see myself with Brian in the future. And I guess it's really hard to even compare your partners now and to think, is this really going to be the one I'm willing to spend the rest of my life with? I mean, of course, we've talked about future plans and all, so I guess I can say that he is the one. That's easy to understand. That says.
Yeah, I get that.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Mark? In seeing being that you and Sam has been in the longest relationship that I have seen, not long, but I know that you guys have dated for 5 years, right?
Six.
See. And ladies and gentlemen, Mark and Sam are
what?
You're engaged.
What?
We actually are. But they ano lang sa akin, ito lang din naman yung time. Kasi ano naman, my relationship naman is new. So I cannot really compare naman my relationship with them. So that's correct. You cannot really say true love because you spend together for like years, so there's always a quote that I really cannot forget. So since I was in college, like it's not technically how long that you've been together, so it's the relationship that you've built together. So regardless if it's months long, pero yung bond, yung strong emotion.
True.
So,
I get it.
Yung true love talaga depende. Sa akin, I would say, naniniwala ako sa akin, pero not all the time.
Exactly. So, in the many years, or the many people that I've asked, when I was, because I have this, meron akong ugali na tatanungin ko yung mga tao sa jeep, or bus, or sometimes in the office. Like, how do you know if you've met the one? And there's one answer that I can't, how do you say? There's one story that I can't forget, and it's the story of one of my old bosses. So, he never expected the one that he would meet just online. They got married after 3 months, and before then, when they broke up, he was more sad than ever in his life. He was even more sad he was more sad kesa nung namatay yung parents niya. And it's like, it's like he never expected that kind of person to come into his life. And the fact that they got married in 3 months and they're still together now is amazing.
Aww.
And you can never really tell it. That Mark is right. It's not for the long time because I had the 5 year relationship that I really hope would be the last girl to come into my life, but it ended in crap.
I mean, I could also share my experiences as well. My previous relationship, we lasted for a good year and a month time, and we broke up afterwards. I can say that he cheated on me. I don't want to dwell on details, but yeah, he did cheat on me. And afterwards, like 5 months later, I met Brian online. And it's funny though, because in that time, that was sometime January 2019, we hit it off pretty well. It was as if I met him for a long time, or like I've known him for a long time. And I can agree what Mark said, that time doesn't matter. Like, no matter how many years you're in a relationship, or how long you've known each other, or what, I guess it's really about like the present time as well, and how much that you've shown effort into your relationship and everything. So that's my take on that.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
To add also, pansin nyo, if ilang years ago na yun, there are also some celebrities that they just, after their break up with their non-showbiz or showbiz boyfriends or girlfriends, eventually after a couple of months they will meet someone, and then after a couple of months, like 3 or 5 months, they get married, diba? So hindi mo talaga siya hindi mo control yung panahon at saka yung oras.
Exactly. And well, I never really got to answer the question. Yes, I do believe in true love, but I do believe also that I haven't met my true love. Love, like in the Bible, as to how Jesus will appear, it will come to you in your most unexpected times.
That's true.
Yes, agreed.
I agree.
And that's how Brian came into my life. Because I never thought that I'd be in a serious relationship again after what my experience in my previous relationship. And I believe that it will come to you eventually when you least expect it.
Mm, exactly. True. Now let's talk about how you met. Because you met online, right?
Yes.
But when you saw him, what did you feel?
It's funny. So it all started. We actually met up in McDonald's out of all places. And I guess he also mentioned how he finds it strange that I ordered just like 6 piece nuggets and fries as my meal. And that's like my go-to meal every time I go to McDonald's. So from the time that I met him, I actually thought, this guy seems okay. Like, I'm not thinking about anything about love-related or something. Because from the time that we were talking, like, online chatting, we really did get along. And I felt that. And then he decided to meet up. And I agreed to it. And from the moment I met him, I felt super comfortable for some reason. I don't know. It's just that feeling that came to me, and he felt that way as well. So I guess that's why we really got along from the very first time that we met.
So that leads into my next question. Do you guys believe in love at first sight?
Love at first sight, for me, it's a no.
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 I mean, Brian, if you're hearing this, I didn't mean that I didn't fall in love with you at first.
I don't mean it like in your current relationships. Like,
I don't believe in love. I believe in infatuation at first sight, or like admiration at first sight. Yeah.
Oh, baka yun pwede pa. Pero.
Love, not love.
Love at
never
first
love.
Sight, maybe that will only apply to Eugene. I'm Miles.
Yeah.
Gene Miles.
My God. Actually, yeah, I mean, that I've had a lot. because to share my story with the 5 years, relationship that I had, I didn't fall in love with her at first sight, like per se, because we all already saw each other on Skype. But yeah. I really did like fall head over, I mean, head over heels for her the first time that I saw her in person. It's like, she was just walking towards us, towards me with my cousin and with her cousin, and it felt like time stopped for a minute. And oof, is that really her? Kind of moment. So yeah, there's not much to talk about.
Yeah. Well, it's perfectly fine if you don't feel comfortable in talking about it. It's not like me and Mark are gonna push you into talk about it. If you don't feel comfortable, right?
Right. Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, for me naman, to my defense, it's not that I really don't believe in love at first. It's just hindi siya nag-apply sa akin. So like, kinuwento ko sa inyo before, so I met Sam sa first work. Then, at first, really, like, wala lang, someone just passing by, ganun. Then eventually, alam mo yung pinatagal na, yung ano talaga, yung oras na magkakasama kayo, o nagkakasama kayo, dun talaga nag-evolve yung ano eh, yung relationship eh. So, yun ang, I met her first at work, then at first, wala talaga, like as in wala, never, parang di ko, nakita ko siya, pero okay, parang ganun. Tapos, then, few weeks, puro kasi nasa training kami nun, a few weeks after yung major patapos sa kami, we're about to finish the training, then everyone got so emotional kasi, you know, sa BPO, syempre alam nyo naman, before kang pumunta sa production, so there's always like a final assessment or something. So dun talaga kami, nagkaroon ng connection. Para sa akin, ah. Oo, kasi medyo naging...
I understand.
Yun nga, kasi she got so emotional, then umiyak siya, ganun. Kasi ako naman, parang, okay, ito yung handkerchief ko, you can use it, yun nga. So, dun talaga nag-start yun, doon sa handkerchief.
Usually, usually sinasabi nila pagka binigyan ka ng panyo is papayakin mo. But it feels like different for the story, like binigyan mo si Sam ng panyo para pasayahin siya. Eh!
Saka, it's a different way. It's different for everyone. I mean, yun nga, dun kami nag-start basically. Tapos yun, nag-start na na, yun, tinan ako siya ng pagkain, ganun. So, yun nga, pasayang time na yun talaga, very memorable sana si Ian. Kasi, 2014 pa yun talaga eh, like 6 years ago, di ba? So, I can still vividly remember the details the first time that I felt a connection talaga din sa kanya.
I mean, I think it's my first time hearing your story, Mark, so I'm touched.
Really?
I've heard this story many times, but not the full story. So, me too.
Yeah, I actually, ewan ko, ilan na, I keep telling our story naman to everyone, but dinaldal naman pala.
Yeah, I mean, let's say, for example, if we are invited to your wedding, your future wedding, and then you're gonna be like, it all started with this handkerchief.
Ay, yeah.
Actually, I don't know.
If ever maging MMK episode to, no? Ang title ng MMK episode.
Handkerchief. I don't know exactly where that handkerchief is, na eh. Yun nga, tapos parang simula nun, nung pinairam ko sa kanya yun, doon din nag-start yung ano ko. Yung pagiging emotional ko. Kasi parang sabi ko, hello, parang kasi one time, nakita ko, parang nahulog lang yung panyo doon sa gilid. So ako naman parang feeling ko, okay. So parang na-feel ko na, ay hindi siguro importante yung iniwan na lang, gano'n. Hindi ko sure eh, kung nahulog, sinulog, or iniwan, ano yun. So ako naman kasi hindi ako yung tipo na mag-approach agad kasi amin na nga yung handkerchief ko. Hindi naman ako gano'n. So inayaan ko lang.
Right.
Kasi na, pero nalaman ko naman yung story na nahulog naman pala ito. Hindi naman sa
so, naging ano no, naging emotional, naging OA.
No.
No, pero ganoon naman tayo pagka ano, lalo na if we're giving small tokens to the people that we love, really means if you really love the person, or if you really like the person or love the person, then the small tokens will matter. Like yung nga, binigyan mo siya ng panyo and nanawulog lang yung panyo kung ano-ano na inisip mo. Like from ganun din yung nakakamdaman ng iba. I don't know for Belle though. Feel the same about that? Like for example, you gave Brian small token, like maybe a pen, and then you see that he's using the pen. Like, how are you feel? How do you feel about that?
Of course, you know what? I'm the type of person who appreciates the smallest of details, especially when there are moments where it doesn't have to involve physical things as well. It can also be certain topics that you've talked about before, and then you remember the littlest things, and I appreciate that. And it's just amazing how there are moments where, or details where Brian remembers certain topics that I hardly forget. My bad. But, it's really in the details as well. And I just felt that it also strengthens the relationship, I guess.
Meron akong tatanong.
Yeah.
Based on our stories ng Lola, tulad, based din pala sa sinabi mo doon, parang who tends to forget the most? Is it the girl or the guy when it comes to like memories?
I feel like it shouldn't really be gender-based, knowing that, yeah, I mean, they normally say that it's guys who usually forget, but if it comes to me and Brian, I'm the one who always forgets. Like, let's say, for example, to cite an example, he'll be like, oh, it's their monthly in the coming days, and I was like, really?
Actually, ako din. Ako yung laging nakakatanda. So,
right?
So most likely.
I feel like I'm not the only one who's like this.
Like, in memory-wise, I think, I mean, I have a very sharp memory, so I can't really forget things. But most of the time, like situations or like memories. But samahan sa akin namin, ako yung madalas na nakakalimot.
Talaga?
Oh, yeah. Like, I would plan it ahead, and then like, nagkaplano na ako, like, ito yung gagawin namin. Like, this is what we're gonna do on the monster. I'm going to go to this restaurant. And then, from a few days before, up to the actual monster, I forget.
Plano po siya, tapos may naman yung rinuritan din pala.
Actually.
Ayun na, tapos ano pa, tawag dito. Normally kasi sa amin, since nga ako yung lagi nakakaalala, parang I can still remember her telling me na we don't need to really celebrate it each month because she's also looking forward din naman sa long-term relationship, so she always said na let's just look forward on our anniversaries, not the monthly itself. So
yeah,
ayun, ever since then parang nawala na rin sa isip ko yung monthly. Wala na, nalimutan ko na din siya,
I mean, to be completely honest with you guys, monsteries are nothing much to celebrate for me and Brian. It's like something to acknowledge. Something.
Actually. Right.
Hmm. Well, I guess it's for me, it's a big thing. I rarely have any girlfriends lasting for more than a year. So, we've only had two. That lasted for more than a year.
Can you tell us a brief background on why you have short-term relationships?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So that's going to be a lot to talk. before I had a history of breakups before. I just had this chain from before I met my quote-unquote topka. So before when I have a girlfriend and we would break up, I would usually aim for someone to console me. And the girl who consoles me ends up being my girlfriend. And so forth and so on and so forth. And yeah, that's basically why I have a lot of exes and why it's short term, because it never really developed into the kind of love that you would, you know, truly call love. But after that, I met this girl online, and I think you guys know the story, right? I met a girl online, the top guy that I mentioned. I met this girl online in a game, and once I got to know her, I mean, once I got her phone number at home, her landline number, we started talking from morning to morning, legit morning to morning, because we would talk at around 8 o'clock in the morning, and we would sleep around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 2 o'clock in the morning. And our only breaks would be, actually eating, and that's it. Eating and taking a bath. That's it. And then we go back to the phones right after. Right. So, that was the first relationship that I could really count as a legit relationship. So, yeah, I've had short-term relationships, but that was the first real relationship that I had. That's why I don't really count. I mean, I count them as relationships, but I don't really count them as the real relationships.
Yeah, actually, so,
you can put it as a fling. Is that what you say?
Yes, not really fling, because I really called them my girlfriends, but it wasn't to the point that it felt real for the both of us. For me, it felt real, but for them, it didn't. Mm-hmm. No, and it's kind of like the Sam Mark connection that I felt with this girl. We never saw each other during the first year of dating. We just video chatted, pictures, and then just simply text. But when I did see her, oh my god! And when I talked to her, oh my god! Yeah, it's like. Whoa. I haven't found that sort of connection ever since. And it's that kind of deep connection that rarely comes into your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kasi when it comes to, I think it's a short-term relationship, kasi I'm really not into that. So, mostly, there is yung mga previous relationship ko naman is mga long-term din naman talaga. Then, and I would also add, for me, like, monthly is like also like a stepping stone in the relationship. Kasi month by month, you will get to know each other more. So, there's really a chance na at some point na hindi kayo mag-click, you know, mag-a-adjust cases in isa. So that's why it's really important din na siguro, I'm not sure if you need guys to be together then at least for a while. Diba?
But yeah, like, maybe just to quote on that as well, I wanted to say the very famous quote of what's his name again? Oh no. this very famous author. Dean, do you know the one who wrote The Great Gatsby?
The Great Gatsby.
That author. He quoted, and I quote,
Fitzgerald.
Yes, Fitzgerald. There you go. So, it's like he said how there are different kinds of love in this world, but we never experience the same love twice.
True.
Because I feel like people are getting the idea that in the next relationship that they're getting, it can be as similar as the way that they had previously. But I don't believe in that. I really do believe that everything is different. Or once you head on to the next person, it's really... you should treat it like a whole new relationship instead of having this idea that it's going to be like the relationship that you had to do.
Exactly. I think I could set the examples, because I had a friend recently who was really used to the lovey-dovey crap, and actually, I could also put that to myself. My ex, my 5-year ex, she's usually jealous of my kakaga because I tend to go all out with the effort for that person. But she never really got the same treatment. Because to me, I'm done with that because I would not do that because it's too public. Like if you post pictures of your, post pictures of both of you on Facebook, but she never really knew that everything that I did for her is even more. Put it simply, mas madami akong effort na nilagay sa 5 years na yun kaysa dun sa 1 year na. Because I wanted to treat her differently. I wanted to treat her like she was the last person I could ever love, and I did.
Oh. And hence, that's why Miles is the hopeless romantic.
Oh. So, siding into that, and you're exactly, you're right. No, you can never experience the same love twice. So that being said, do you think people can change when they love someone?
I would agree to that.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Then let's cite some examples. How about you, Belle? Can you cite an example of a relationship that made you change?
That made me change? Or can I also mention how my partner changed as well?
You can do that too.
I guess once you get to know someone, and most especially if both of you have different likes and whatnot. Like, let's say, for example, Brian, he's into stock market, he's into anything tech, because he's an IT kind of guy. So, of course, from that time, I get to learn a lot of things from him, like exchanging information, and I guess I was changed in a way that I tend to get more knowledgeable about certain things, and I guess it will also help me learn on his perspectives, because of course I'm a girl, he's a dude. I would know how he reacts to things, certain topics and other things. So I think like it's like a give and take situation between handling a relationship with your partner. And like, let's say for Brian's case, I can say that he is money driven, not in a greedy way, but let's just say that he likes to work hard. He studies the stock market so that he can provide a lot for his family, and I appreciate that so much, to the point where I tend to stop him from treating me gifts and everything. I said, "Puppy, it's getting too much." Because I feel like saving money is also beneficial, especially if you're planning to build a future with your partner. And of course, I've also learned that from him, knowing that I tend to splurge a lot, but I know to myself that I kept some money on the side for me, for my business, my small business as a painter. And that's mostly the things that we encounter, like changes in a relationship. And I feel like I'm leaning towards the changes that are good instead of the ones that are bad, like bad influences.
Actually, that's actually the point naman din. So you have to change not only for yourself, so but also for your partner, to others din. Kasi it really would affect. It's like, domino effect talaga siya. So
check it out naman eh. It's not, you're not working alone anymore. You have someone to be with you. So it's not going to be just you. It's working on teamwork, working with your partner. And in these days, talaga, lalo na in these days, we have to. In our generation where flings are normal and everything's just casual, you have to find that. You have to make your relationship extra special these days for it to stand. right?
Yeah.
Yun lang. Sa akin naman, kasi ako iba yung dating sa akin ng question na yun. Do you think people can change when they love someone? Either pwede siyang before you love someone and then right after you love someone. Kasi before, let's say, I'm the person na laging nagpa-party. So when I met Sam, so that actually changed konti a bit. So which also my family thinks that I have actually changed a lot for them. Especially when it comes to my attitude, the way I, handle more myself, the way I get interact with them. So sinasabi naman nila na parang Sam is good for me in a way because it changes me as a person itself, as a whole. Then i-incorporate ko na din is yung before kung ma-meet si Sam. Yeah, before ko siya ma-meet kasi parang yung ugali ko before is wala lang, happy-go-lucky lang, masayahin din, ganyan. Then, with my previous relationship, ganun ngayon yung Then, pumasok kasi ako doon sa parang, toxic na relationship. So, parang feeling ko, nagbago ako doon right after noon. So, hindi ko sure ako kung na-feel nyo rin to. Pero, I always ask my friends about this if there is like a certain of attitude no ex mo na nadadala mo towards din sa new relationship mo. So let's say, ako kasi hindi ako seloso nun eh. As in, never, as in kahit hindi talaga, as in. Then right, nung nandun ako sa relationship mo, sobrang toxic. Like, bawal makapag-usap, alam mo yun, bawal lahat, kahit kanino, kamag-school na lang, kahit ikulong na lang siguro ako. Parang ganun mo lang i-explain mo eh. Tapos nun, parang hindi ko sure. Nung naging kami ni Sam, like the first year namin, like ako yung pinaka-toxic nyo sa amin eh. Kasi as in, I tend to get jealous talaga, to the point na talagang yung emotions ko I really can't control. Kaya I'm really happy na she stayed with me throughout all those years. So I actually changed naman din right after.
But actually, I mean, just to interject on that, Mark. Actually, scientifically, kung sino yung mga kasama mo lagi or kung sino yung mga nakasinumuha mo, you tend to grab behaviors from them and then add it to your roster. Right? Nothing, just continue.
Yun lang nga, yun yung point ko. Kasi, pansin ko lang parang baka hindi na naman din siguro. Oh, kasi I don't know. Then I really cannot, speak on behalf of those people naman din when it comes to their past relationships. Pero yun ngayon sa akin, ganun yung nangyari. So, parang napaisip lang ako. Ganun pa rin kesa iba. Diba? So,
yeah.
Party goer ka dati and now you're much more mellow.
Pero well, ngayon, nag-iinom-inom naman, pero sa bahay na lang, like, or kaya near my apartment, pero I will not go that far to have a party. Siguro kalabel hindi somewhere in din somewhere kalabel din ako, yun ang pinakamalayo ko, pero more than that wala. Ayun nga.
So I guess yung sa akin naman, and in my story it's really it's really a lot of changes that happened to me in the last 5 years of my relationship. If you knew me before, like, di yung mga 3 years na nagkita tayo, or the 3 years that you guys know me, from even before that, I am very, very immature person. I mean, to you guys, I might appear just goofy and stuff like that, but from even before, goofier, weirder, and immature. So, that 5-year relationship really, really mattered to me. It changed me as a person, emotionally, and just every aspect possible.
Wait.
The way that I look.
Really? Really, Miles? Really?
Okay. No, I mean, seriously, if she never came into my life, life would be very different for me. Life would be, decision-wise, it would be harder. And thinking, just she changed me in a lot of ways that I can't even start talking about. And if you're listening to this,
hope you're thinking.
I hope that she.
I hope not.
Okay. So yeah, there was a lot of things that I really needed to let go. There was a lot of attitudes that I needed to change. And for me as a person, I really grew with her. I hope she did too. And right, which leads me into my next question.
Which
how
is?
Much are you willing to sacrifice for the people that you love?
Oh.
Oh.
Hmm.
You go
naman
Miles. Yeah. Go ahead.
So, in my many years of loving people, and I have always been the one to give everything, and I do mean literally everything. Wala akong tinitira sa sarili. And I guess that's just really my style of giving love to people because I want them to be happy. Because I was never really happy from before I met them. So I'm willing to sacrifice everything, even my dreams, for the people that I love.
Actually, ako din eh, ganun eh. Kumbaga, hindi ka naman papasok sa isang sa long-term relationship like I have now if you're not really willing to go that far. To go through all the sacrifices, right? So for me, I would do everything. I will sacrifice. I can sacrifice everything.
Because I know there are some people who are not willing to give in. Like they really won't change their dreams, their perspectives, even if they love a person. Like there's a limit for their love, something like that.
Yeah, to
and
some.
To some. How about you, Dan? What's your perspective on the matter?
Like sacrifices for your partner?
Yeah.
How much are you willing to sacrifice?
I'm saying with. Oh, I can go lengths for him. I know it's cheesy as well, but I'd literally take a bullet for him. Because I don't know. Can I just say how supportive Brian is, and kudos to him for dealing with all my emotional breakdowns and especially during quarantine. This whole quarantine, I've been not at my best. And I felt that he did so much for me. Why can't I do the same for him? And I know for a fact that we've always acknowledged each other and how we make efforts. I mean, I went to his house for his birthday. He sent me a takeover just for as a simple monthly gift. All those things. It's like we've spent so much time together. I treat him like as if he's my best friend. I tell him everything. So the sacrifices don't mean a thing for me because I know for a fact that I'd go all out for him and him alone.
Yun naman din talaga yung purpose din ng the relationship. Like,
yeah.
To have like a companion talaga. Companion in life. A friend,
yep.
A best friend, you know.
And those kind of relationships are the best, like especially if you had a deep connection with the person.
Yes.
Because relationships, like what I said, mostly relationships these days are strictly because of appearances, of sexuality, and you would rarely find a relationship wherein nagsimula siya sa connection. I guess surface level, nagustuhan mo siya dahil sa kanta. You liked her because she's beautiful, but there's rarely any relationships these days that start because of the connection that you have. right?
True.
I don't believe, I mean, maybe that's why people often notices that I don't tend to look at the looks often, because like, for example, my friends, they start finding out that I've been seeing this guy, and then they're gonna be like, "You naman guapo," and it's like, "Forget hindi guapo. You can't fall in love with his personality or how he,
that's true,
how you guys met." Like, looks can come in a later time. I mean, also looks can fade away years after. So if I'm not beautiful, you're not gonna love me anymore. Is that what you're trying to say? Right. So that kind of ticks me off, because, of course, I just felt that looks don't matter in a relationship. In time, you'll eventually see him as he is, and you know that he's as handsome, or if your partner's as beautiful as you claim that he would be. So, it's very contradicting.
Actually, tama naman yun.
So I don't understand how people like, ang ganda ng babae nito.
It's the soul. What,
and then sabi yung, like, she can be my girlfriend or something. Like, what? Dude, what are you talking about? Like, just because she's pretty, you're just gonna snatch her off her feet like that? Just because of that?
I don't know if you guys do this in your relationships, but when I tend to look at the person that I'm starting to fall in love with, I tend to look at them, or how I tend to imagine how they would look like when they're older. Yeah.
Hindi.
Not really. No. I still look at the present time. I mean, I feel like we could add like a bit of wrinkles and I guess gray hair inside.
Then but to me, I'm kind of thinking like that.
The personality will always stay.
Yeah, for me, the reason for why I do that is, I do it because I want to see how I would feel once they look that way. Would it matter? Mm-hmm. Would it change? Would it change the things, or would we change how we treat each other? And if I look at that person and I still feel the same, then yeah. That means I really like the person, or I really love the person. So usually how I saw the 5 years, because there are 4 points in time that I really wanted to look at it, or wanted to really imagine.
Minsan talaga hindi lang naman din sa look, so they also look sa ano, sa tawag dito, yung parang sa, hindi ko maano yung term eh, pero parang pag mayaman ka, yung estado mo sa buhay.
Actually, you know what, that's something great to talk about, status. People rely on financial stability, I guess. So
yeah,
you
point.
Diba? Because, for example, if you rely on someone based off their status, ooh, you got a car, he's rich and everything. I told Brian, this is what I told him. I told him, I don't care if you're the richest or poorest man on earth, I'd still love him just the same. And that's coming from the heart.
Yun naman talaga. Yung talaga yung maganda rin naman. So, it's like lang din naman yung the movie na The Notebook, diba? So, it's all about also like their status. Like Noah is like poor lang. Then si Ali is mayaman. Parang they tend to kumbo. Siyempre, ando na tayo. Financial stability. Pero, not in a way that you're gonna let that
And I think, like, let's say, aside from like your status, like if you're rich or poor, I think they also judge you based on your job, right? Because you know what, to be completely honest with you guys, I really thought that Brian's family might actually judge me for being a customer service rep. I know that sometimes people would tend to think, nah, oh, she's just a rep. What is there to do with being a rep? And that's why, I mean, we can just give them the gist of our next coming episodes. Since I can also say that Mark, Miles, and I are customer service reps as of today and ever since. And we get a lot of backlash and a lot of hate for even people claiming that we're doing the easiest job, but it's not.
It is not.
It's not.
Indeed, it
and,
is not.
And people would think, nah, I see, Bea, so you're just a rep, that's it.
Ay,
I'm kind of gonna take us as very lowly people.
Actually, for me, they don't. Sorry.
Sorry. Sige, go, Mark. You're not gonna let that define who you are. Dahil sa status yeah. lang, diba? Perfect example na talaga yung denote ko para sa akin.
Yeah. So, it doesn't really, I mean, it's a plus if your partner's family would like you for you. I mean, I know to myself that Brian's family loves me and maybe considered me as part of their family as well, which is actually sweet. And I guess because if you guys know me, I'm very family oriented. And family always comes first.
Yes.
And I always tell Brian.
Yes, true.
And I always tell Brian to always keep his family priority. I mean, I know that I'm with him in a relationship, but if it's between his family and me, he has to choose his family first. That's what I told him.
True. Very true. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Hi, guys. Speaking of relationships, I never really asked, how are you guys doing? You know, since you guys are the ones in a relationship, and obviously I'm not. How are you all doing with y'all in relationships?
For me,
yeah,
for me,
Mark can start.
For me, kasi like what mentioned sa intro, na we are living together. So, well, basically, hindi ko siya na-feel masyado. So, iba-iba tayo na status eh kami. Magkasama kami, unlike others na hindi. Ang hirap din sa part nila. Lalo kung malalayo talaga. Pero sa akin, okay lang. Masaya naman. Para lang nagbabahay-bahayan.
I guess it seems so because you guys are engaged. So you're basically foreseeing how well you work together as a team when we start living together, right?
Yeah. It's also like a practice na din. So we also have your 3 babies, our 3 cats.
Baby. I can already imagine Mini Mark and Mini Sam.
Oh my god, running around
Mini Mark
with his with a baby with a big forehead.
I'm Megan Mark, so we're gonna like Mini Marks.
Mini Mark. Oh my god. I'm really excited for Mark's wedding. I don't know if we're invited, but do you plan on getting a simple wedding or an intimate wedding? Did you have plans with that with Sam already?
Actually, we talked about that before. We are planning to do like an intimate wedding actually. So it's not yet fixed. So may mga changes pa. Kaya, it's really hard to tell
kung kailan. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if you do have an intimate wedding with a lot of bridesmaids, please hook me up with one of the bridesmaids. Thank you.
Oh, wow. No, Mark, please.
I guess not.
Let's not give the girls the hard time.
Oh. It's the dream.
It's the dream.
No, really? No, Miles, no.
No.
But let's hope that by the time that Mark gets married, I already have someone to bring.
I hope.
And that's how many girlfriends at least?
let's stick to one. I've had my karma. Stick to one, please.
Just to give everyone a heads up as well. Like what you stated before, Jean's the type to fall in love so easily.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's happening to each of his relationship, but I hope he learns a lesson from every single relationship that he's ever been with.
Actually, yes, of course. He never learned, I guess.
My God, really? <That's> No, wait. So, right.
Can you even count how many exes have you had previously?
I invoke my rights against self-incrimination.
During this pandemic, Miles, can you tell us how many?
One. During the relationship. I mean, during the relationship. One. If you're counting girlfriends, one.
If you're counting flings, how many?
Flings, though. I invoke my rights against self-incrimination.
No, you have to let us know.
I don't know. To be honest, I don't know how many. Yung actual. But the ones that I'm really talking to constantly, at most, say three.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really? Sure.
Yeah. Three. No. No. They might be listening. So no. So going back, I'm pretty sure that you guys are hungry to know more about my love life. So. Okay. So here's what happened with the 2 weeks. So, like what I said, as you guys know, I'm pretty big on connection, right? I really like connection that I have with people. And the more connection I have, the more I am to fall in love with you, right? That's how you guys know, right? So, okay. I never had that with her. we discussed it and we just simply broke it off. You know, just... If it's not working right now, then might as well just stop prolonging the agony and move on for the moment. It's hard. It was hard for her and me at some point. So we just discussed it to end it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Is this your 5-year relationship? Or is this...
No, this is the 2 weeks.
The 2 weeks one.
The 5-year relationship is a longer story that I think we can discuss later with the moving on and the breaking up part. Because there's a lot of things that I can relate to for that.
Yeah.
And as for the flings, there is one girl that I'm really looking forward to seeing out of the two. I haven't exactly fallen.
You go again.
No, I mean it's. I haven't fallen in love with her yet. But
I do not.
No, I mean in the past few months that we're in quarantine, there was a lot of reflection that I had to do.
Speaking of falling in love. You better watch out, Miles, because I will invite someone that you have fallen in love with.
Oh, no, I already know who that is. So, we're good. We're good. We're good friends.
No, not yet
and,
good.
Oh, no, we are. She and I are good friends, so I'm not in that.
Yeah, shut up.
No, some of my she talks to me or we talk about say poems and letters because we usually talk about I usually talk to her to ask her if the piece that I'm writing is good and if it's good to her then that's good for me because she has a great taste when it comes to poetry and literature so we talk in that case again we're good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see about that. right, Bell?
Yeah. All right. So there is still one thing or one other question that we mentioned in the intro that we haven't discussed yet. And I think it's a pretty important one. And do you think it's important do you think it's important to have personal space in a relationship?
Yes.
Yes. With a question mark?
Question mark? Really? Why, Mark?
Well, since nga we're living in together, so well, technically, walang hindi ko siya matatawag na personal space.
No, when I mean personal space is like, for example, lalabas siya with her friends or lalabas na yung kailangan niya ng time with her friends, with her family, na hindi kakasama.
Okay, I thought we're still talking about quarantine.
No,
not quarantine.
No question.
Ah, okay, so yun nga, akala ko lang during quarantine something tayo. Well, in general pala. Well, for me, naman. Actually. So, I'm actually encouraging her nga to invite, you know, her friends.
Mm-hmm.
Para kumain sila sa labas, ganyan. Ako talaga na-encourage sa kanya. So, sa akin, okay lang naman in a way. Pero yun nga, inisip ko rin kasi about personal space, like, ano ba, papasok na dito yung account. Social media accounts. Kasi,
yeah. Diba? Yeah. That's definitely inside that topic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. So, yun na. Hindi siya sama ko rin. Ito na tayo. Baka kaya today, di ba? So, yun na nga. So, about naman dyan, since yun ngayon, babalik ko na naman, ulitin ko ulit. Yun nga, since libre naman kami, so technically, ako masasabi ko ngayon, wala akong personal space. So, since, well, she can use my phone, she can use my iPad naman na walang problema with all my accounts. So, walang problema sa akin kasi I'm the type of person who will not cheat naman. I'm saying because you are not sharing your social media accounts, cell phones, or any type of gadgets naman to your partner. Meaning na may tinatago ka. Well, respeto na lang din naman sa part na yun na kung gusto mo ng sarili mo personal space. So, akin talaga, question mark yun. Kasi akin, wala akong pakialam na.
Well, you know what, guys? In all honesty, like sharing comforts while your boyfriend and girlfriend, I find that very toxic. You know why?
Why?
That's when all the fights start. And that's where trust is lost. And that's where all of the crazy batshit things happen. Because I respect Brian's account as he respects mine. I have no problem or no issues if we actually have an account together as a married couple. That I can agree with. But then if it's something that has to deal with being just boyfriend and girlfriend, I believe that we can trust each other enough to know that there are things that we still need to keep private. Especially like personal conversations with family, friends, not just, let's say, if I were to cheat, and I'm not gonna cheat. Of course, he's not gonna find out that I'm flirting with other guys. I don't do that. Mm-hmm. I get along with my guy friends, but I know that there is a restriction in spending time with them. Let's say, for example, right now, I'm playing Animal Crossing with my guy best friend, and he doesn't mind. It's really about trust here. Because if I tell him, let's say, for example, if we're fighting, I tell him to back off. He does back off because he knows that kung papatulan niya ako, Eddie, we're gonna fight even more, and it would cause me to ignore him even more. So he understands how I deal with fights and everything. Because you know what? A great advice for everyone out there is whenever you guys fight, it's always the couple versus the problem instead of you versus him.
That's true.
Yeah. So having personal space is very important. I know that Brian tends to be clingy, but if I tell him to back off and he backs off, I'm fine with that. Yeah, he is. He's the clingy type. So actually, he's suffering more in this quarantine than I am.
I can.
Okay. I guess there's only one thing that I can disagree with what Belle said, because for me, it's not the first few months that's hard for me. It's what comes after the first year, because at least in my past relationships, the hardships come after the first year. Like, everything is perfect and lovey-dovey before the first year, for me at least.
Before.
And then the 1 year, after the 1 year, that's where all the crazy batshit starts happening. So, yeah.
Actually, based on my experience, then I can tell, like, 1 to 2 years. Yung talagang adjustment stage talaga eh. Mukhang talaga yun. Andun siya. Pasok talaga yun.
Right. And for in terms of personal space, and I admire you guys for having that kind of amazing attitude towards the relationships that you have. Because for the longest time, like what I said, before the 5 years came in, hindi ako mature, mag-isip. Like, it's very, very hard for me to do those things. Like, kailangan na sa akin yung password ng Facebook mo, or gano'n pa kasi...
That's too much.
Yeah, I know. That's why before the 5 years.
Yeah, like I said, there's no sense in sharing shit unless you don't really trust your partner in dealing with their own private messages and everything and what they're up to on social media.
But syempre, at these days, I'm completely fine with it. I completely trust whoever's...
I mean, maybe if you were in my situation where I had been on a cheating relationship previously, and maybe I would have trust issues, but I know for a fact that Brian already knew that I had these certain insecurities back then. And now that we clear things up, I trust them enough that he's not up to anything funny, unless I feel this very bad feeling in my gut. It's a gut feeling. It's always a gut feeling that if you know that something's up, I confront Brian, and he tells me the truth. Because like every other relationship, communication is key. Always key.
Exactly. Every problem has to be talked about. Yeah. Every year.
I mean, if you don't have that that way of communication, understanding each other's situation, then nothing will go right.
True.
Tama lang yun. Yun na nga. So, iba, maganda rin yung question na to kasi we are able to discuss from different types of, you know, personal space ng bawat isa sa relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Not just gadgets, not just about being a good friend. So it really covers everything when it comes to that. So I guess we're gonna move
not on. Yet. To what? Sorry.
Not yet.
What are we talking about?
No, I'm sorry. Go on.
What are you about to say?
I have no idea. Go on.
Oh my god.
I don't know.
He's talking to someone. Joke. He's talking to a ghost.
He's talking to himself.
In day. Kasi yung mga... I'm about to tell you guys that we have some questions from our page.
Yes! Oh, yeah. All right. I guess it's time for that specific segment. The questions from our amazing listeners. And so should I start or you guys want to start?
Yeah.
All right. So I thought the one thing that I think people like me could relate. Ano ang mas masakit? Ma-friend zone or ma-ghost?
Ma-ghost.
Ikaw, Mark.
Actually, yung first...
A friend zone?
Feeling ko mag-ghost.
Ghost, diba?
Oo, actually.
Right. Because actually, if you think about it this way... by the way, this question is from Rose Ann Matanggihan. And thank you so much for that beautiful and wonderful question. And that's correct. It's far easier to be friend-zoned than to be ghosted. Why? Because if you're friend-zoned, then that means you can still talk to the actual person.
Yes.
There could be closure if there really was. But if you're ghosted, one thing will always run through your mind. Why? Why did this person leave me? Why did she not say anything? Or he not say anything? Is there anything wrong with me?
True.
There will always be doubts, or there will always be these hurtful questions appearing in your mind if they never really said why. It would be better, at least, if you knew why they left you.
Yeah.
That would leave you with some peace of mind. So, if there's anyone listening to us right now who plans to ghost someone, don't. I promise you, if you were on the receiving end and you're being ghosted, you will never feel more insecure in your life
than when you're ghosted. Yeah, basically saying, I guess, let's say for example, if I know to myself that I'd never end up with this person, it's great to know that he's a friend, that we still keep each other connected, like what Jean said. And it's like, it's a win-win situation. I don't care if you friend zone me, yet as long as we still talk, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, but I guess there are, we really can't avoid ghosts. I mean, there really are still some people who ghost other people because these people are the ones who don't want conflict. People who don't want, you know, like
drama.
Drama, exactly. And I guess they're just doing it because it's easier for them. But it will not be easier for you when you actually get ghosted.
True.
All right. Who'd like to ask the next question?
Let me pick one. Sige, Ben.
No, I'm waiting for you guys just to hit me the button.
Belle, I think you're one of the questions there, right? You had a question.
Oh yeah, yeah. Eugene, I heard that.
The what?
Like, I want to know your relationship status and what happened as well.
Oh.
So, I am currently single. So, girls, if there's anyone out there who wants to date me,
do not attempt.
Don't. I don't suggest smiles for you guys. Ah, just kidding.
Copy, girl. Copy. Are you even my friends?
Girls, just to give you a heads up as well, Gene is the hopeless romantic. He is clingy. He's a musician. He can serenade to you, I guess. He can write you love letters. He's the cheesy. He's the cheese ball in our group. And
girls, from me to you, I am extremely annoying. So do say take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah. And girls, don't take it easy on him because he gets along with everyone, and I mean everyone, even with his exes. So please don't feel insecure about that, I guess. You can always confront him. He's easy to talk to. But yes, he's annoying. So bear in mind.
Yes.
He said it.
And also ask what my relationship status is by then, because I think I'll be not single by the time you get to me.
And well, I kept on telling him to give himself a freaking break.
That's
and he
right.
doesn't really give himself a break.
But after 2 weeks,
okay. That was... I never told you the reason for why I don't do that. Yeah. Did I?
The what?
The reason why you always seek for someone, or always seek for a companion.
Why? Because you're lonely?
I don't know.
I think it's a better story for our next episode because it's not.
Yeah, I think so too.
But I'll tell you later. I'll tell you guys later, at least before, after this. Nintendo. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So, do you guys see the questions on the web on the website on the page?
Yeah, I have one here. So this question is from Diana Gonzaga. Bakit kailangan ma-obsess sa label?
I don't know how to answer that question, you guys.
Me too, actually. Well, it's a good question because some people are nagre-rely din sa kung anong label nila eh. Let's say, like, they're going to change their statuses on Facebook or other social media accounts or whatnot. But is it really important?
Exactly.
Actually, yeah, I think that's something I could relate to some level. Because for me, label is important because that tells you you're secure with a label. Because I'm the kind of person who is very insecure about myself, and I have been rejected, left hanging in the air, cheated on so many times that I am. That's the only thing that I can really hold on to.
Mm-hmm. I think, Miles, I think what Mark is referring to is that I don't think it's necessary to put a label maybe online. I mean, like, for example, me. Of course, I show my status to everyone else knowing that I'm taken and everything. But when it comes to labels, I do agree with you at some extent. And of course, you do need that certain closure and knowing what you and your partner is in general. Like, are we in a relationship? Are we having this mutual understanding? And that's perfectly fine. Because for Mark's explanation, he meant by how important it is to have this certain label that's being displayed to everyone else. Because I can simply say to my friends and family, I'm in a relationship with Brian.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a relationship with this person. And what your point is that it is also important to know what you and your partner is. I mean, what's the point about fooling around or building a future with them, right?
True. But I guess to you, Diana, the only thing that I could say to you is, yes, labels are somewhat important. But as long as your partner, you yourself, reassure each other and how you two feel, then labels wouldn't really matter. Mm-hmm. As long as you both have each other in both your arms.
Yeah. Because actually, I also agree with other people saying that you don't necessarily have to show them what you and your partner are up to. I used to do that a lot of times, but then I realized, is it really necessary for them to know what's going on between me and Brian? Like, in the office, people tend to say, babe, I noticed that you're not posting much on social media. How are you and Brian? Are you guys fighting? And they're like, no, we're doing perfectly fine. Do we need a life update for everyone to know what we're up to? I don't think so.
Exactly.
Are we a pretty couple? I don't know. I don't think so. I mean,
the best kind of relationship for me is the one that's private.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't get why everybody's very gossipy about what you and your partner are up to unless they actually confront me themselves. I don't mind answering them. But is it necessary for us to show what we're up to online? I don't think so.
Well, you know, but for me, it is important, but not something to be obsessed about.
Yeah, I agree. And I don't know, what are me and Brian celebrities? I don't know, but I know for a fact that a lot of people look up to us in a sense that they admire our relationship and how we support each other. There's like a lot of positive feedback on that. And that's what me and Brian are trying to achieve as well. Like, we wanted to inspire people in getting to know their partner and getting, making sure that they're doing the appropriate things, I guess. I don't know if I could put it that way, but that's my opinion.
Exactly. So I recently tried it with the 2 weeks, you know, trying not to tag each other with certain posts. Because that's something that I just realized. I don't like being lovey-dovey on Facebook. Maybe sometimes, like maybe posting a long message on your birthday or on
a birthday.
Exactly. That's good enough for me. But
yes.
Or posting like a cutesy amazing photo on Instagram. But Facebook? Nah. I'm good. I'm past that. I don't want that anymore.
Yep. Agreed.
All right. And how about you, Belle? We haven't picked a question yet from the list.
I feel like maybe we can reserve the questions for the next episode. Don't you guys think?
There are still a lot of questions here, especially from Diana, and from there's one other question from Carlo. So, well, this is sort of like a part one to the episode. So yeah, I guess there's a lot that we can still ask for next time.
Mm-hmm.
All
yeah.
Right, let's go ahead and wrap this up.
Yes, and before we wrap it up, I guess we can promote our pages as well before wrapping up.
All right.
So
you
for
first.
Facebook. Mm-hmm. Go.
You first.
Me first? Okay. Well, I mostly handle Instagram, so you can follow us there at Sat Nightcap with BMM. So I will post pictures of maybe updates on what we're up to and everything else.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, we also have our Facebook page here at Saturday Nightcap with Val, Mark, and Miles. Or you can just simply search at Satnight with BMM.
Alright, we also have our Twitter Alive, and that's going to be SatnightBMM on Twitter, ladies and gentlemen. And any updates that we have pertaining to the podcast will be posted in these following social medias. And please just follow us for any updates that may come through the coming days.
Yes.
All right. And
we can end this from there.
Yeah, right. So thank you again for everyone for listening to us. It's been a very long episode, but it's fruitful too in knowing our own perspective with love. And thank you so much again for joining me, for joining Belle, Mark, and Miles with this week's podcast of Quarren Flings and Things. All right, and we bid you a great morning, afternoon, or night, depending on when you're listening. And thank you again for listening.
All right, thank you very much, guys.
Bye. Thanks.